722, as I've been saying, almost till I'm blue in the face, and I don't just get blue in the face, I get mazin' blue in the face, but be that as it may, it is primary election day. The polls are open. It's a beautiful day. There is no excuse to not exercise your franchise. Polls will be open till 8 o'clock tonight. If you're in line at 8 o'clock, you still get to vote. So please do. It's important. It's a biggie. And our Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, asking you to get out there and vote. And she further says her office will not tolerate any effort to obstruct the certification of today's primary election based on partisan games or baseless lies. Madam Secretary, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Truly. Good morning. Thank you, Paul, and happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day to you. Now, is there some sort of grumbling that I don't know about, or is this just kind of a reflection of what happened in November of 2020, which we certainly are very familiar with and still dealing with, when supporters of then-President Donald Trump attempted to overturn Michigan's results, saying, based on what have been said to be unproven claims of widespread fraud? Or is there something more going on? Is this just to get out in front of that possibility, or have you heard something?
A little bit of everything. I think we've seen in other states some tactics try to undercut the legitimacy of the election or the winner during the primary process. And we know a lot of people are coming to us with questions, including clerks who've been inundated with a lot of questions about what's going to happen on Election Day. And so with all that chatter and all that concern, I want to assure voters that we're on it. They will be safe from any attempts to intimidate them or interfere with our elections. We've been working with clerks and law enforcement over the last few months to ensure everyone knows the law and how to enforce it. And the goal is to protect every citizen's right to vote and ensure if there is anything that occurs that we're there to quickly address it, address any disruption and minimize its impact on the day itself as well as the process. And, my hope is that there is no disruption, that like in 2020, we have a smooth and hopefully joyful day in which the sanctity of those polling places is protected. But again, if there is anyone who wants to, or trying to do anything, we'll be there to nip it in the bud.
Are there any tactics that you're aware of that people do actively try to keep people from voting today?
We've seen lots of, for example, we've seen candidates actually talk about and declare if you see anything happening, try to unplug voting machines if you see any problems occurring. Or
Unplug voting machines?
Yes, that was something a gubernatorial candidate said a few months ago at an event. And so when we hear things like that, we know that other people are hearing it too and may potentially act on that. And so that's why we're just trying to say, again, this is a day that we want everyone to be safe, everyone to be protected. We're ready to address anything that occurs, but we hope that everyone simply follows the law, respects the process, and things go smoothly, not just today, but after the fact as well. But look, after 2020, it showed that we can't take anything for granted, and we have to be ready for every potential contingency. And really, that's our job as election officials to prepare for. We always say prepare for everything, but hope for the best.
How many absentee ballots were sent out and how many returned this time around?
Just over 1.3 million have been distributed and just about a million have now been returned. And that's typical. Most are returned on Election Day itself. As long as they're in by 8 o'clock today, they count. And so if you still have your absentee ballot, take it to your local clerk's office or return it at your local drop box by 8 p.m. today.
How many absentee ballots were sent out in November 2020?
3.3 million. So we have a system set up to both send that many out and receive that many back and process and tabulate them efficiently. And that's why I have confidence that we're going to see that happen again today. Again, assuming no attempts to interfere with that process. And that's why I also hope we'll have results fully, unofficial results fully ready for everyone sometime tomorrow, if not sooner.
Wow. 2 million more than in 2020 because it was a presidential election, et cetera, et cetera. How many were returned out of that 3.3 million that you counted?
The vast majority. I think there was under 1% were ultimately not returned. And sometimes people, you know, choose to vote in person instead on election day, so they will surrender their ballot or simply just, you know, throw it away and not, or destroy it. And we make sure, again, every ballot is accounted for at the end of the day, and only valid votes are counted. But that said, we see the vast majority are returned on election day, and the vast majority were returned. Only a few thousand came in after election day, which is what we want to avoid as well.
Jocelyn Benson with us, our Secretary of State, the great state of Michigan, here on the Paul W. Smith Show. You have said you think with the hotly contested five-candidate GOP primary for governor might generate somewhere from about 2 to 2.5 million voters today?
Well, see, that is my hope. I always hope for large turnout. That's what we saw around in 2020 in the primary when there was no contested gubernatorial race. So I think we'll probably get to around 2 million today. That's my hope, but we'll see. Voters themselves will decide that. And remember, even if you're not registered to vote, if you're eligible to vote in the state of Michigan, you can go to your clerk's office today and register and get your ballot and vote right there. So as you said, there's really no excuse for anyone out there who's eligible to vote today not to participate in this important election.
If somebody wanted to do a write-in campaign today, did they have to be in touch with the Secretary of State's office to cover anything or to do anything to say they wanted to do that?
If you have to be a declared write-in candidate, James Craig has filed a write-in candidacy to be the Republican nominee for governor. He's the only declared write-in candidate for that race.
Is it just me? And I don't want to tread on what you should talk about, what you shouldn't talk about, but he appears to be missing in action.
Well, that's for the voters to evaluate and decide. Our job is to make sure that the voters' voices are heard and every vote is counted. So we'll see how things play out.
He is declared officially a write-in candidate.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, I haven't seen one reminder, one ad, one thing saying, don't forget, and here's how you spell my name, or anything. Well, fascinating. If somebody feels they're being I got to do this quickly. Is there a hotline, a number people should call if there's a problem at a poll?
Yes, if anyone sees anything, has any questions about anything, call 866-R-VOTE, and there will be people on hand to answer your questions. 866-O-U-R-V-O-T-E.
All right, well done. 866-OUR-VOTE, O-U-R-VOTE. Thank you, Madam Secretary. We appreciate it.